My name is Father Daryl Kennedy. I'm very happy to be back with you on this occasion to celebrate Mass with you. I was pastor here for 5 days, for 5 years. Seemed like 5 days. It was a short time. For 5 years with when you were in Rockland. However, I'm happy to see that you have such a beautiful church now to celebrate Mass in. after Mass is over, I won't be very long at the back of the church because I have an 11 o'clock Mass this morning at Leopold Mandich Church in Ottawa. That's where I celebrate Mass regularly for the time being. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, I go on call for the Civic Hospital until midnight. And so this is retirement living. Now I'm retired, but I try to still be involved in different responsibilities in the Archdiocese. And just one of these responsibilities given to me before Mass was to remind you of the special collection for the refugee family. It's really, it is such an important and a beautiful pastoral endeavor to help these people who come from war, basically, and have nothing to Canada. So you've made a good start, I see, in securing accommodation for them, and there remains additional funds that are needed to support them when they get to Canada. So God bless you for having done so much already, but please continue to provide them with a good basis for living when they come to Canada. So that collection will be at the end of Mass, I think. So in today's gospel, it's about the temptation of Jesus, as we see. The gospel centers on the response of Jesus to temptation. But it also tells us something about the devil, something about his plan, and something about temptation. In the gospel, the devil says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell us." That the fact that the devil asks Jesus, he says, "If you are the Son of God," this tells us that the devil doesn't know if Jesus is God or not. So the devil has limitations. The devil is spirit, so he is more intelligent than we are as human beings. But the devil is not as powerful as God or divine grace. This gospel scene of the temptation of Jesus takes place at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is it's only chapter 4 of the Gospel of St. Luke. So the devil knows that Jesus has an important plan, an important mission, and he is trying to tempt or take Jesus off course so that God's plan does not succeed. When we think of it, this is the main purpose of the devil or Satan in relation to us. God has a plan for each of us. Are you a student? Are you married? Single? Working? Not working? Retired? Whatever your station in life, God has a plan for you. And he wants you to carry out your duties in life well. God can see the whole picture, we cannot. However, Satan has his plan for humanity and his plan for you personally. He wants you to grow in sin, to become more and more self-centered. He wants you to serve him, not God. And Satan would relish it if you were to self-destruct and go to hell. This is one of the great sufferings of hell, by the way. Not only fiery suffering, but the company of the prince of evil, Satan, for all eternity. As I was saying, Satan wants to divert you from God's plan. Every time we sin, we step away from God's plan, and we take a step in the wrong direction. Thank God we have God's grace to bring us back. Looking at the gospel, we see that the devil tempts Jesus in different ways. He uses sort of a variety of temptations. In a way, we can divide Satan's temptations into three types. First, there are temptations to the material and the physical. These are represented by the temptation to create a bread from stone. Then there are the temptations concerning what is mental, like, for example, power. In the gospel, Satan offers Jesus power over kingdoms of the world. Then there are temptations concerning the spiritual. For example, spiritual pride. The last temptation of Jesus is for Jesus to have the angels do his bidding and bear him up if he were to throw himself off the high temple wall. But Jesus reverses the tables on Satan, and this shows us the proper spiritual disposition to have during Lent to help us fight temptation. Instead of creating bread or food, Jesus chooses no food. Jesus chooses self-denial and sacrifice. Instead of glory and power over cities, Jesus chooses humility. Instead of angels bearing him up and God serving him, Jesus chooses not to tempt God, but to serve God and God's plan. So with today's gospel presentation of Jesus dealing with temptation and showing victory over temptation, how do we fight temptation? Because we are all tempted. It is true that Jesus gives very direct and clear and forceful answers to each of the devil's temptations. But if we look closely, there is something more. There's something behind Jesus' answers. There seems to be a great peace and or what we may interpret as a great confidence that Jesus possesses. Jesus has great confidence that he is not alone and that his Heavenly Father cares for his life and his mission. This is the Heavenly Father who spoke to Jesus during his baptism in the Jordan and said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." When we fight temptations, we must not fight them alone. It means defeat. God is there to help us with his grace. It may take some time for us to realize this, but calling upon God and asking the graces we need is essential in the fight or battle against sin and temptation. Sometimes sins or temptations take a lifetime to conquer. Sometimes much less. The important thing is perseverance. Satan's first happiness, if you could call it that, is when we sin. His second happiness is when we get discouraged in our battle against sin. Satan uses discouragement to tempt us to lack of faith in God's providence and God's power to save us. So to fight against temptation, it is important to pray to God, even pray to God each day for the strength needed to be victorious over temptation. I recently came across this quote, "Those who fully trust in God and who rely on his divine providence will not be easily enticed by the vain flattery of the devil, the world, or the flesh, because they know that only God can give true blessings and real happiness." In the fight against temptation, it is also very helpful to ask for the help of a favorite saint. You choose your saint. Saints are meant to be with us and help us in this life. Above all, ask also for Mary's help and motherly intercession, Mary, Queen of Saints. So this Lent, we work on our temptations and sins in order that we may become more virtuous and holy. It is a special Lent, a very special Lent, different from other Lents, because this Lent takes place in the year of mercy. Let us have absolute trust in God's infinite mercy.